It's also National Crouton Day.
I love croutons.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So much so that they make you gasp when I say it's National Crouton Day.
They're so crunchy. Mm-hmm.
They are crunchy.
They are very crunchy.
They are crunchy.
I only saw one unfortunate incident with a crouton once.
You had an unfortunate incident with a crouton?
I didn't, but my friend Lisa did. We were out to dinner.
Did you choke on it?
She had a crouton stuck in her throat.
Stuck in her throat, huh?
And me? Well, my friend Tim, me and Rita, the three of us were out with her. We all ran away from the table. We were all so scared.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we were really
way
horrible.
To help your friend.
I ran to find a waiter. Tim ran to find the owner.
Everybody just left her right there at the table choking to death.
We were running around in circles like, oh my gosh, our friend is choking. And she couldn't speak. And then finally, a waitress came out of the back and she did the Heimlich.
Mm-hmm.
And the crouton went flying across the restaurant.
What is the lesson we've learned here, kids? Never go to dinner with Debbie. Or her friends, for that matter.
I was going to say, just make sure you chew your crouton.
You might choke on a crouton.
No, just chew them up.
Which, by the way, leads us to our next national holiday today, National Blame Someone Else Day.
Okay, let's blame that. It's your fault.
It's all you there. Blame Someone Else Day, which in some cases people do that already every single day.